Hello, okay. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling in. I'm glad to hear that. My name is Steve, and I'm calling in because we are conducting a survey in Georgia. I'm trying to see if we can help us out by answering a couple questions.
Questions about what?
Mostly it's political.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a quick, survey. All right, perfect. So the survey we're conducting is to help, you know, better understand what is the most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of the answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. The first question is, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very dissatisfied in which the country is headed because I can't believe they still have Trump on the roll. He shouldn't be on the roll. He's a convicted felon and everything else.
Okay, right.
Not happy.
Okay. Next one is, when thinking about the issues that are the most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is it to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. So the first one is says inflation and the cost of living from a 0 to 10. How important do you think this issue is to you?
10.
All right, thank you. Next one is voting rights. From 0 to 10, how important is this issue to you?
We'll go with an 8. It's important.
Okay. Next one is abortion rights. From 0 to 10, how important is this to you?
We're going to say 5 because that really doesn't apply to me. And, I mean, some people need and some people don't.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, thank you. And next one is racism and discrimination.
That's very important to me because nobody needs to be discriminated against.
Okay.
No one.
So from a 0 to 10, what number will you give it?
10. That's very important.
All right. Thank you. Next one is reproductive freedom from a 0 to 10.
To freedom. Like, what?
Have as many children as you want.
Oh, that's on the people. I say 10. You shouldn't be able to tell Mary Jane or Sue how many babies she can have.
All right. Climate change.
5. It's really not important to me.
All right, thank you. Criminal justice reform?
I think everybody should be given a second chance. So reform is good for me. I'm going to say like an 8, 9, somewhere.
Okay, thank you. Next one is democracy.
Very important. We're going to go with that, a 10.
Thank you. Next one is student loan and debt.
Got nothing to do with it. Yeah, 5.
Okay, thank you. Healthcare.
10. Everyone should have healthcare.
Okay.
Everyone. Working.
All right, thank you. Next one will be crime and violence.
Crime and violence, it all should stop. That's a 10. It just should stop. People need to stop and think about the move they're going to make.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Next one is immigration.
I guess if people want to come over here, we want to go over there, whatever. 5.
Okay. And K-12 education.
Education is very important. I'm going to give that a 10.
Okay. And last one is jobs and wages.
A drop in wages? They should drop the wages? No way.
No, jobs. Jobs and wages.
Drops in wages. What do you mean,
no.
Drops in wages?
No, jobs. J-O-B.
Oh, jobs and wages? Oh, that's very important. That's the term.
All right. Thank you. Let's see, as you know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 elections this November? All right. Thank you. What is your race? Are you white, black, African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native? Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Look, I'm black. I'm African American.
Okay. Thank you. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female. All day.
Okay.
Female.
And what is your year of birth?
62.
Okay. Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Completed. College.
I'm sorry? College? Oh, okay.
College. Well, yeah, college or whatever you want to call it.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10, because every voice matters. 10.
All right. Thank you. And how much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter the most to the community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter the most.
So I'm going to give them an 8. They coming up.
All right, perfect. Please rate, next one is, please rate your feeling towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So the first one is...
I haven't heard.
The first one is Raphael Warnock, from 0 to 10. How favorable, or you never heard of this person?
Warnock, I give him a 10.
Okay, thank you. And next one is Brian Kemp.
What is 8? Democratic 8.
Thank you. Next one will be J.D. Vance.
I don't know where he at. Is he Republican or Democrat?
You never heard of J.D. Vance?
I heard the man.
Okay. Yeah, he's going for vice president, Republican.
I give him a 0.
All
right. Yeah, if he's going with Trump, none of them need him. Trump ain't good right now.
Right. Next one will be Tim Walz.
I have no idea. I don't know who. I haven't even heard of Waltz.
Okay. Next one will be Andre Dickens.
I'll give him an 8. Don't know any, but I've heard his name.
Okay.
He's trying something.
Next one will be John Ossoff.
I'm going to give John Ossoff a 10.
Okay. And then Brad Ressenberger.
I have no idea.
My lawyer.
Oh, okay.
Give him a five. I don't know.
Thank you. Next question is, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Number one, Donald Trump. Number two, Kamala Harris. Number three, Robert F. Kennedy. Okay.
Two. Donald Trump would never get a vote from me because he's not right. He's not right.
But y'all guys did never.
All right.
Not right.
Next question. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or a Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in
2024?
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, other?
Joe Biden.
Or did not vote?
Joe.
Oh, okay. Thinking back on the last 4 years, will you say your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
I'm going to say a little better.
Oh, okay. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
I think it makes a big difference because if not, then we're going to get whatever we get. But I think it makes a big difference.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Below is a list of people who or any events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much do you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you want to see in this country. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event currently prevented progress. A 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that
five.
The person
I'm not sure. Five.
Or event did not prevent any progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. So this is a little bit backwards. 10, it means that the person prevented any progress in this country to go forward. And 0, it means that person or event did not prevent any progress for the country to go forward. So the first one is Vice President Harris. Do you think she prevented the country to go forward, or she did not prevent the country to go forward?
I think she did. She helped.
She prevented the country to go forward?
She prevented them to go forward. She didn't prevent them to go backwards. She tried to help.
Oh, okay.
She helped with Joe.
All right. And next one will be black voters. Do you think that this group prevented the country from going forward, or they did not prevent the country from going forward?
I hope the country goes forward. But right now, we got to stop this interview because I have to take my son to work, and I can't drive and talk and do all this. So.
Okay. Then I don't know if you'd like us to call you later on today.
Call later on today. Give me an hour, but I have to take him to work and get myself back home where I could be comfortable like I am right now.
Okay, most definitely. Then I will just set up a call back within an hour then. All right, thank you, man.
Okay.
Take care.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, take care.